Morning, Jean-Paul. Good to see you. Yeah. Good. Oh, is that right, eh? Well, that's probably not going to change this morning. Okay. Hey, just want to mention before we proceed here, just as Nick has said, it's just great to see so many people who have obviously a love for the Lord and a desire to serve. And everything that takes place here at Faith EBC and at Emmaus is because you're willing to participate. Now, if you look outside and can see the eaves troughs are dripping, it feels like April. But that's a little deceptive, okay? It's like a lot of things in our world. Things are not as they appear. Jesus came in what appeared to be the greatest of times, but actually it was the darkest of times. We come to break bread because, as the candles represent, the light of the world has come to pierce the darkness. Coming back to your talents and gifts and so on, as Nick has said, there are people in need. I'm sure that you're helping people and so on. Praise the Lord for that. On Christmas morning, 10:30 in the morning, we're going to be meeting here. And there's lots of room for you to participate. We have room for, you know, for special music and so on, and just want you to realize that we have probably half a dozen special music numbers, but we could use some more. And so I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I might pick on you later, just so you'd be warned, especially those of you who have participated in the past. Right, Heinrich? Sorry, I didn't mean to mention your name. Renee and I were talking about you and Lydia and your family this morning, and it'd be lovely to hear a Russian song on Christmas Day. Yeah. What do you think, Corny? Would you second that? Good. Corny, Heinrich, I just want you to know Corny has already volunteered. He's going to be participating. So, and you could ask him to join you in singing Russian if you'd like. He'd be rushing right through it, yeah. Ask you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. The apostles were quite familiar with the Isaiah 52:13 and Isaiah 53. They recognized it as the one aspect of the incarnation, one aspect of God becoming a man. The career of the servant was to give his life. And so as we come to Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, in reminding us of the victory that Jesus has done, the victory that he has already established in the giving of his life and seeing many already responding by faith. Also understanding full well that we're in progress in terms of coming to a new age. And a new age had begun with the resurrection. But in fact, the new age had begun when the light of the world came into the world. And so in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 says, "Who being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but in keeping with Isaiah 53, it says, he made himself nothing." We're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Why it was that Jesus came in such a humble way. What can we possibly learn from that as we go about our lives? Taking the very nature of a servant. interesting that Paul would use that word, especially in keeping with Isaiah, who used the term many times. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus understood that he was born to die and to resurrect. Born to die and to resurrect and give life. And so today we celebrate as we break bread. As we break bread, we celebrate the bread of life that was broken so that we could have life. Let's pray for a moment, and then I'll invite you to come and share a few thoughts, and then I'll just take you through a little bit of the Isaiah 52 and 53 and just make a few comments there. Thank you, Lord, for what we've already heard in song. Thank you for the worship team. Thank you for Lorene and the special music. Thank you for Nick and his service and willingness to serve and leading today. Thank you, Lord, for our children who are active in the Sunday School Christmas program. And we pray, Lord, that as they anticipate sharing the message of your grace, Lord, that as we anticipate bringing friends and family, some who haven't quite necessarily gotten perspective, Father, we pray that your light would shine. Father, we pray for those in our midst who are wrestling with all kinds of challenges in their lives. Thank you that Philip and Claire are here today. Undertake for them. We pray also for Eva's mama and Lisa and Tina, and pray for their respective families as they continue to just trust you and walk by faith. Lord, there are so many needs around us, and thank you, Lord, that we can see them. Pray for Philemon and his family, for Bienfait and his family today. Lord, pray for Victor and Rose and their families in the Philippines and challenges that they have daily with just being able to survive. Give them daily perspective as they rest in you and proclaim your truth. Help us to understand the things that we're looking at here today. Lord, may you receive all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Just offer opportunity for some of you to come and share and, you know, read a passage. May you lead us in prayer. Lord bless you.
Good morning. I'd like to read from Psalm 103. I'll read the whole psalm. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass, they flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Just find this a very encouraging psalm. There's so much in here. I'm very grateful that not only did God reveal his will to Moses and to the people of Israel, but also to us. We have his word with us today. We can read it so freely. We can take to heart what it says. It encourages us. It challenges us. Praise the Lord. Also, looking at verse 8 and 9, as we're thinking of what Christ has done for us, because he is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Wow. And then verse 10, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. So as we remember why Christ died on the cross for us, it's because of his great love for us and his mercy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your word that you have given to us. You've preserved it for us. That help us, Lord, to take to heart. Help us to remember what you have done and to not take it lightly. You gave your life so that we could have life. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you for it. Help us throughout this day to praise you, throughout this season as we celebrate your birth. Help us to glorify you the way you deserve. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh. Now turn to Romans chapter 5. I was just thinking a little bit about some of the passages that have already been read, and starting verse 1 here. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And just as we're going through